Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, January 27th. It's 9:30 a.m., and the Portland City Council will come to order. Good morning, Carla. Can you please call the roll? Yes.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Adams?
Here. We have a special presentation. I'd like to recognize Commissioner Nick Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. County Commissioner Kogan and I have timed proclamations this week in support of the Earned Income Tax Credit. And you have graciously agreed to issue a mayoral proclamation, and I will try to read it, although the print's a little small for my weary eyes. So
need my new glasses?
There you go. Whereas the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC, is an effective tool proven to raise the household incomes of low-income working families by reducing the amount of tax owed or providing a refund, and can mean the difference between living above or below the poverty line in our community. And whereas the credit can reach a maximum of almost $3,000 for families with one child and $5,000 for families with two or more children, and whereas the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 contains nearly $5 billion to expand the EITC for low-income families with three or more children, and whereas the Earned Income Tax Credit also significantly impacts homeless people who work but do not earn enough to pay for more than daily essentials, and whereas each year approximately one quarter of eligible taxpayers do not take advantage of the Earned Income Tax Credit, and whereas the state of Oregon is currently working to expand this program to provide a larger financial credit to working families, and Multnomah County has partnered with the IRS, Cash Oregon, and other local partners to increase Earned Income Tax Credit claims through free tax preparation sites. Sounds a little bit like our BEST program. And whereas the city supports efforts across the state of Oregon to raise awareness about this important tax credit, now therefore I, on behalf of our mayor, Sam Adams, do hereby proclaim January 29, 2010 to be Earned Income Tax Credit Awareness Day. Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, you bet. And we're proud to be a financial contributor, the city is, to Cash Oregon. Thank you. That gets us to communications. We have five people signed up. Carla, can you please read the title for communications item number 115?
Request of Barbie Scott to address council to thank the mayor for his support to calm Southwest Capitol Hill Road.
And Mayor, I request that we change that order if that's possible so that Lisa Broughton goes first, and that I go second, and Melanie Calvin goes third.
Well, why not?
Thank you.
Unless there's an objection from council, we'll suspend the rules. And Carla, can you please read communications item number 117?
Request of Lisa Broughton to address council to thank the mayor for his support to calm Southwest Capitol Hill Road.
And why don't you go ahead and read the 116, and we'll have it all covered.
116, request of Melanie Calvin to address council to thank the mayor for his support to calm Southwest Capitol Hill Road.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. I live on Southwest Capitol Hill Road. Our small collector street is about a half a mile long with twisty, hilly grades, houses less than 20 feet from the road, and beautiful Custer Park in the middle. It was riddled with speeding traffic. Our kids are not able to walk this road safely to one of the three public schools and one private school less than three blocks away in either direction. The neighbors could not walk safely to the neighboring villages of Hillsdale and Multnomah without fearing for their lives, and visiting the park was primarily accessed by driving to it, even though we all lived very close by. We could not meet our neighbors safely, and we were disconnected as a neighborhood. Our neighborhood attempts to slow our street using speed bumps were thwarted in 1996 by an LID requirement. More speed studies were completed, resulting in high speeds documented. I began making numerous contacts with the city from 2004, informally in a letter in 2005. I began drafting formal requests for speed bumps and contacting our managers in the city via telephone weekly. And we drew support from our neighbors one by one as I started talking to people. We visited the transportation office, or I did, in the summer of 2008, and I met with Will Stevens and Mark Lear, who I wish were here today, and we gained the Bureau's support for an effort by an internal policy to change and assist our collector street. Melanie Calvin, to my left, joined my efforts in October of 2008, and assisted me in organizing the first private and public meetings with city officials. Neighbors began coming forward, and we learned in January of 2009 that the challenges of gaining full support were daunting, as we had two neighborhood associations to convince and 66% of the 80 houses located on Capitol Hill Road. And they had to agree with the proposed city engineer's 11 speed tables. Our core team was then developed. Barbie joined us. And as a result of these efforts, we learned that the cost of our 11 speed tables were to be garnered by 100% of the neighborhood. That means $24,000. We were afraid that we were not going to make it, but we did. Anyway, in June of 2008, we met the expectations of the city's requirements of 74% of the residents located on Capitol Hill Road to support the street calming, and we won the support of both Multnomah and Hillsdale neighborhood associations.
Please go ahead. Okay. You just need to say your name for the record.
All right. My name is Barbie Scott. Prior to our petition process, we were eligible for a 60% subsidy, and then that money was no longer available. So we were facing raising 100% of the speed bumps financing, $24,000. A letter to Mayor Adams was sent, in the spirit of it couldn't wait, requesting reinstatement of the subsidy. Last June, after we obtained the approval of the two neighborhood associations, a finance the speed bumps brainstorming potluck dinner was held. Neighbors volunteered to spearhead efforts, including a street-long garage sale, a silent auction, and a Frisbee golf tournament. It was decided that National Night Out in Custer Park would be our fundraising kickoff effort. Baked goods were brought to sell, and dollar contributions were taken, and neighbors were asked to fill out postcards pre-addressed to Mayor Adams with messages of, "Please help us calm our street." On a lark, Melanie had emailed Mayor Adams and staff to invite them to our Capitol Hill Road National Night Out event. We were totally surprised and thrilled when Mayor Adams and staff appeared at our National Night Out event. Mayor Adams walked up to our donations table, bought a cinnamon roll towards our speed bumps, and made an out-of-pocket donation as well. Standing at the donations table, he glanced down, saw the postcards, and said, "These are addressed to me." Then he spoke to us as a group and talked about making safer communities and applauded our efforts to pursue improved neighborhood safety. In mid-August, we held our street-long garage sale, and we raked in the pennies. We were still determined, though, to raise all of the funds. On September 17th, at a neighborhood core team meeting at Melanie's house, we were visited by Will Stevens, who rocked our world by telling us that the subsidy had been reinstated, that Mayor Adams had told PBOT to find monies for Capitol Hill Road speed bumps, and that they had decided to fast-track the speed bumps installment to fit in before the end of the paving season. We were ecstatic and therefore hardly fazed when Will told us that we must have 50% of our share 1 week later. We made the deadline dollar amount and soon reached the full portion for which we were accountable. 40 individual neighbors on street and regional gave, Southwest Trails gave, West Hills Christian School gave, and the $1,000 donation, which took us to our total, facilitated by Brett Horner, came from Parks and Recreation.
That was one heck of a cinnamon roll.
It did the job.
I'm Melanie Calvin. So here we are, 1,300 emails later, and all, as in all things that involve change, it was not all waves and smiles, but overall we now have a really well-connected and much warmer neighborhood as a result of this project. It's been wonderful to pull everyone together and get to know them like never before. As you all know, neighborhoods are microcosms of the city, and I want to make note that this project has a connection to several of council's bureaus. Commissioner Fritz, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement has just established a new commission for disabilities. Two of your new commissioners actually live on this street, Joe Vanderveer, wheelchair neighbor, and me. Joe was part of our core team and designed our campaign logos and street signs, And this street is much safer now for Joe and his awesome wife, Pam. Even though there's still no sidewalks on our street, Joe and Pam let people know that this is their street when they scooter on up to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Leonard. Work had to be done with the Emergency Services Department to establish an appropriate speed table for emergency vehicles on our neighborhood collector street, which was unusual to get bumps on the street because of that collector status. Commissioner Saltzman, this one street improvement has added tremendously to the livability and safety of our Capitol Hill Road neighborhood. And Commissioner Fish, Custer Park is our little jewel in the middle of the neighborhood. It's very well used by schools and city-sanctioned activities for children and adults throughout the year. The fact that Parks was able to donate to help us complete our fundraising was an absolute blessing. Mm-hmm. Of course, Mayor Adams, please know that we do not think that all of this could have happened as thoroughly and rapidly without your help. Your staff at PBOT hung in there with us. It wasn't easy. And in the end, it was like a dream come true for us. PBOT painted off the bump spaces before we even got the official word that the city's contribution had been approved. I had neighbors coming out of the woodwork asking me what the paint was all about. We're also very excited about the additional bicycle safety improvements that are slated for our Capitol Hill Road in the spring. Okay. Before we finish up here, I'm tasked with giving a few special thank yous to key people who helped us make this happen. First, Will Stevens and Mark Lear of PBOT. Will, Mark, and Lisa go way back. Numerous in-person phone meetings were held with these two gentlemen. And Dan Anderson of PBOT assisted with communications among different agencies and offices. Brett Horner of Portland Parks aided us in fundraising and the petition process. Our neighborhood association chairs, Randy Bonella of Multnomah and Don Bach, retired, of Hillsdale, who mentored us, encouraged us. And Sylvia Bogart and Ginny Stromer of Southwest Neighborhood, Inc., who helped us plan the National Night Out event and handled our funds. So it's said sometimes that money talks. Well, this is how much we want you to know our sincere thanks. We supersized our check.
Oh, look at that. Oh, all right. Yay.
We're very, very proud to give this to you.
That is fantastic.
We have, may I ask the indulgence for please. One more.
Let's, please little, continue.
Little surprise.
Okay. We have often walked down our street before, but the drivers always drove like schmucks and sped before. Now they're speeding less. It's a great success. Speed bumps work from our hearts. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you very much.
You're very good singers. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for raising the bar in community efforts. Sylvia, thank you as well from your work in the coalition for raising the bar on the PBOT community effort that it takes to keep our city safe. We don't have enough money to do everything we need to do, and so your work was really inspiring. And I also want to thank, in addition to Dan and Will and Mark and Brett, Jenny Peckinpah, who took Dan's place. And I said yes to working with you under the old funding strategy because you had started. I know how long this took. You had started before we had changed the rules, and you earned it. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'll take the check. Come in. Can you please read the next one? Oh, here. Let's. You got a camera.
This is a camera.
Oh, quick, take a picture. We got it. It's a fire drill. We all have to leave. Okay, we all have to exit out the Fifth Street side. No, seriously, really. Council is recessed.
Thank you.
Audience, have fire alarms.